asking for the religious she just reports on a religious and this is channel 4 TV.
We'd like to get first of all, a general statement from you about the state of the world and the state of your movement in it at this time.
Mm-hmm. The spiritual movement at the present moment, people are more interested with material improvement, but our real interest is not only our, every human being's interest will be for spiritual upliftment, just like our body is there, and within the body and the spirit soul also I'm there. So we are taking care of the body but not of the spirit soul. The nature's law is that the spirit soul changes different position of the body as we experience in this life, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. Similarly, after giving up this body, we'll have to accept another body. And there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. We do not know what kind of body we are going to accept according to our activities and mentality. At the time of death, the mentality will ascertain what kind of body you are going to get next. So these things are completely not discussed, neither do they have any knowledge. So at the present moment, the human civilization is a very risky civilization. So in order to save them from this state of ignorance, this Krishna consciousness movement is essential. And it is not a sectarian, a religious movement, faith or sentiment. It is actually a scientific movement. There are many scientists present. They are also taking a very serious view of this movement. So we invite all important men to contact us and try to understand the basic principle of this movement, how to elevate the human society to the proper standard of life and become peaceful in this life as well as in the next life.
do you think mankind is making some improvement?
Well, materially, they maybe doing some improvement, but that is not spiritually important. Just like I give sometimes this example, just like a dog, animal is jumping with four legs on the street, and we are going fast with four wheels. So that does not make any difference. The difference is the dog cannot understand about his spiritual identity. A man can understand if he is properly trained. If the man is denied that facility, then he remains in the ignorance of an animal like cats and dogs.
I'd like to know, this is your first visit to Washington?
Yes.
Who have you visited with while you've been here? Have you stayed here or have you gone out?
Yes, I'm in Western country for the last 10 years. Sometimes Europe, sometimes America. I've got more than 100 temples all over the world. So I go and visit and instruct my disciples about this moment.
But you indicated before you came here that you were interested in meeting some leaders in the city. Have you met any of them?
Leaders?
She's wondering whether you met with any political leaders.
No, I have no interest in the political leaders because it is not a political movement, it is a spiritual movement.
Another question I have is if materialism is not so important as the...
No, it is important, but... not at the sacrifice of spiritual understanding.
Well, what I was interested in is, why is it necessary to live in such lavish situations as is shown here?
Lavish? What do you mean by lavish?
Well, I think this is a rather elegant, lavish kind of room.
What is that, lavish?
She's referring to your quarters are very nicely furnished.
Yeah. No, it is for you, because you cannot sit down cross-legged. We are wearing this coat for you.
Why is it necessary?
If it is not lavishly decorated, he will refuse to come here.
Why is it necessary to live in such comfort as this, for the spiritual?
You can live on the street, but you cannot come and see on the street. For you, we are wearing it. That is, we can live underneath a tree. There is a, but that does not make any difference. Our point is that you may live materially comfortably. There is no harm. But if you forget your spiritual identity, then you remain like any. Just like sometimes a cat or dog is also allowed to sit on the coat. But that does not mean he has become a human. He remains a cat and dog because the consciousness is that of a human being. In this seed, there may be some bugs. So the bug is also living on this coat, but he has no understanding.
What is your opinion of what this movement should be doing in terms of world activities and world affairs and that it isn't doing now? Are there some new areas that you may try to influence?
No, we are pushing on this movement all over the world. It is not that this particular place he is important. And that's our interest is that Western people, they are so intelligent, they are very and systematically making improvement in material condition of life, and they should know also that a spiritual life is more important than material life. Because, for example, we are a combination of matter and spirit. The soul of the spirit soul is there. Our body is very important. Otherwise, without spirit, the body has no importance. Everyone can understand. Similarly, all these material advancement of civilization is very good, provided there is a spiritual understanding of. Otherwise, it is decoration of the dead body. A dead body decorated has no value. But when there is life, then the body is there. So material advancement of material civilization means decoration of the dead body. But when there is spiritual understanding, then there is importance of everything.
Why is it that the Hare Krishna movement has, in the last couple of years, attempted to make itself a little bit more respectable in the public eyes by having members wear street clothes and wigs and so forth as while they're soliciting?
By nature, it is very important movement. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they are taking serious interest. We have got so many books, but as we have seen, they are being accepted by the larger circle all over the world, universities, colleges, professors. They are reading our books, placing standing order, and we have got relationship, especially with educated circles. They are trying to understand the importance of this movement.
I don't quite understand that in terms of my question about wearing street clothes and wigs instead of chaplain robes and chanting and so forth.
She's pointing out that in recent years we've changed our dressing style. Whilst we're on the street selling books.
It is not important. Practically, as Sannyasi Brahmachari, we dress in saffron cloth. But sometimes you do not like. But we have to do business with you, the full chain, for some reason. Necessity has no law.
I'm also interested in, you all have moved your school out of Texas, is that correct?
Gurukul School.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why was that done?
Why? Gurukul School? We're training children from the very beginning of life to understand the spiritual importance of things.
She's wondering why we moved from Texas.
Yeah, no, we have got there.
We have about 7 or 8 schools now all throughout America. We've actually expanded.
But why didn't that school move to India?
No, it's meant that, not in large scale, but in small scale.
Rather than have one large central school, we have smaller.
7 or 8
schools around the U.S.? Yeah. Where are they?
On our
various
farming communities,
especially. How many members now do you know? How many followers are you?
10,000.
10,000. Is that in this country? Or is that?
Yeah.
It's like
hundreds of thousands, millions throughout the world are reading these books, adopting. some of these principles at least.
What does the Hare Krishna movement offer that other religions do not?
I say it is not, don't compare with religion. It is an educational movement. One should understand his spiritual identity.
Thank you.
Hare.
You made some nice points during the interview with the Bhagavan. We want to know why we were doing things so elaborately, and you said, this is for you. Those people will come here. We can live anywhere under a treaty, but if we were living under a treaty, you would not come. So this camp is for you to sit down, because you can't sit down cross-legged. I appreciate it.
That's
only that is the no.
We can create any countries.
Sukadeva first getting all the magazines for this book, but the first getting all the copy of the magazine that you published from Calcutta, 1944, found in the library here.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's been in the Congress. Library of Congress. Oh, it just came very nicely.
Yeah.
Paper was quality was very good. And the printing and everything.
Yeah.
From India. Thinking.
Some mistakes of
yeah, printing mistakes.
That is India's present.
Quality.
Because printed is the best press of Calcutta. The state of the commission is. Saraswati press. The English best. But I'm sending them out.
This is called Tuckson.
Tucker is Spain and a company.
Spain. Yeah.
Well, it's agent, but sorry.
Yeah, the paper quality of, is of good.
So it was first published in 1944.
Yes.
That is.
Yeah, the first appearance on the Bath was there in 44.
It was published in the first class press, and the first class bookseller was selling this. That has been the most important bookseller in the center.
Did you send copies to all the libraries?
No. They were being used.
Oh.
They might have sent it every library. which are one of the Prabhupada's books, recent books in that library. Mm-hmm. Library Congress that
inside Hyderabad, the photograph of inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a photograph of maybe Siddhanta Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the copy that I wanted. Then look at the copy notes. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong one.
From back in 1944 and in 1976. That's the key, yes?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. How did you get the information?
Oh, in the card catalog. I feel like I found it. It's in the 3, 4, 5 books. One day. To the library. So we're going to discuss that through the Siddhanta and some of the astronomical calculations.
Mm.
We wanted to check in the library, we didn't have anything. Found some.
Oh?
Yeah, I found one Bhagavad Puran
that
was printed in sometime 1901. They are a summary of Bhagavatam. They also describe the planetary system. Earth first, then Earth, then Sun, then Moon, like directly in circle.
They are all activities and in Arizona.
Yeah.
Very easy. All bogus for they are now disclosed. This hands like $5. No, I'm not kidding. Who is that in the room? No, I'm not kidding. When the question is, somebody asks, are you sitting? Then the answer is. If somebody is asking, who is in that row? Immediately answer, no, I'm not sitting.
You are hearing me.
That's it in there. Oh, what's that? Sankar was about the Arizon. This is psychology. There are no business in Arizon, but they are put in Arizon. That means we are embracing this in our heart. What benefit people will get by this such information? And that's why we so much like. If it is like Arizon came, then Arizon, that Arizon entity is not there. What is the answer?
What I say is similar, but not enough to have life.
No, that is not science. Some of them are similar, and everything must be similar. But it's next episode. What do you think to say?
There was one report, they said there may be some bacteria there. They got it. There's a possibility of bacteria.
So what should be like the earth as well? In the winter, everything dies, everything becomes brown. And in the spring, everything becomes green. Mm. And these other planets, they don't see anything like that. Change it.
Their skin is not perfect. Now it is up to you and to answer. What is your picture?
Radhaman Prabhu from Atlanta Temple. I requested him to complete this after Prabhupada's instruction. He was standing yesterday.
that so I just wanted to show this Prabhupada, see how
what is this?
So you recall that they sent one sample, Bhaktivedanta Institute, the emblem. And they had wanted to include some Sanskrit slogan, perhaps. He mentioned Atato Brahma Jigyasa. So they've done that. They've decorated the music.
Is this style Chitaru Bhagavat?
Yes.
You think it's nice?
Good then, good. Wait, I don't know.
And this is another one. But the similar style, but here the book is inside. And Krishna Maharaj wrote me back saying that
it's just my opinion that for this Bhaktivedanta Institute they should have a picture of the town Bhaktivedanta. Especially also because not only children will be instructed, but they'll have adults also representing.
Yeah,
I think appreciate it to be very young people.
I was thinking that to show the devotee dressed and will seek out another thing may not be so important.
We'll keep outside this
number. Or maybe some Indian, Hindu, you know what?
This is
yeah, so it's
very creepy to everyone. This is rough sketch, but we can make it very colorful and put nice color and detail.
Also, Kamal Krishna Maharaj sent me a letter yesterday saying, asking a little about Bhagavad Gita, what the plan is like that.
So, is that wonderful?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask Kamal?
Yeah.
That's right.
The principle of Nuga, we should also, what we've been thinking about at the beginning, the practice in this book is part of the institute program. And plus the journal that we discussed yesterday, the Rubinus of there. And that will be our initial phase. And my feeling is that now, this institute, at the beginning, some sort of research institute that we are doing right now, writing something, collecting some information from other sources. So it's some sort of, looks to me like a research type oriented.
Until we finish the books, we're able to establish a teaching situation. Right now, our men are really concerned with finishing it so we have some good propaganda.
Well, one thing is, you detach me, taking it back to make sense quickly.
But our research is different, though.
So that people will understand that it is another type of make sense quickly. But ours is not that. We take it as absolute proof. The Hubble can't leave that.
We were not going to advertise ourselves as a research institute.
That means that it is not known. You're trying to find out. But ours is not for research. It is for letting go.
Another aspect of the institute at the beginning phase is that the advisor also instructed 3 days ago that we also give some try to give some lectures to colleges. We can present as a member from the Bhaktivedanta Institute, the higher learning section of ISKCON. That can also be part of the. So we can go to colleges and universities. We don't have to go every month or so, but maybe once a month or twice a month.
But no matter, there is opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we can represent from Bhagavadana Institute. If we do that, then people also respect those in the academic circle, mm-hmm. saying that we are representing the scan from an academic aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our title, saying it's from Bhagavadana Institute, such and such person, going to speak on such and such topic. Yes. So they can, in the initial phase, I think we can
post this.
This month?
Yeah.
I'll be doing this one. Actually, we'll have to try a little bit later to pick up these task force. I thought maybe this would be good.
We also think that since the Rupini Prabhu is here in Washington area, but his participation is the most important. So, he's suggesting that the Institute, the house somewhere here in Washington.
It's also a good area for the scientists. Already we have met.
Yeah, you can Yeah.
In this college program, when we went last time to Florida, Gainesville, Amarendra, mm-hmm. our president, Gainesville Temple.
Balavanta was reporting about the TV that you did at the University of Gainesville.
Actually, we wanted to make engagements in colleges, and we wanted to participate, going to colleges, talk, and make engagements. And then he said that we can come once in a while and give lectures and
conferences. That kind of engagement is very nice.
So we learned there that they wanted some book. Take home and study the situation. So we told them, we thought we were working on books.
Yeah.
And so the book will be very helpful for propaganda when we meet with these people.
So plenty of these books have been
very important. These kinds of engagements, as you know, if you don't have some literature for them to take home, then it's not complete.
I know that in some days of this country.
The title of the journal is Sub the Journal. Which
scientific knowledge.
That's also for public, the scientific knowledge. I was wondering if this is a recommend, meaning in?
No,
in the police. With scientific knowledge. Would it be improper to say Big Jano only? Would that be improper? I was thinking in terms of making the title as short as possible. Big Jano or Sub Big Jano, both nice, but I was thinking
of how Big Jano is more important.
More important.
Big Jano means servitude.
Mm.
And how is that being practiced?
So in Ben, this is what you write in scientific knowledge?
That who
you mentioned before, huh?
And so we're doing it in this.
How do you call the spiritual science? That's really not the only part. They don't understand spiritual.
No. Although perfect science. Complete science, yeah.
Absolute science.
I'll be coming to New York, but first I have to go to Rafi Ashram in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
They're having Rafi Ashram on the 10th. And then I don't think there'll be any GBC meetings so early than that, so I go there first. Any other scientists have any questions that you want to ask about them while we have this time?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the reality of an instrument back to the
top? There's one thing I was wondering a little bit. There's the possibility of these possible of making some experiments which would tend to indicate that life is not material. And this might be appealing to some of the people with scientific education because they're used to such experiments.
And there is there a present
lab. That experiment is there. That's like in Hindu, the bond of the body into atoms. Close the mind. They just had to be extraordinary. Bhagavad Gita said, Nari Nansa Hati Pavaka. How do I understand the body is one in class? But it says, is Tathāve Hantarapthāsi. He's going to have their body. How is it? But he's called him not body.
They were having a meeting with the other scientists and they were challenging me. They're saying, show us one experiment. Show us one experiment.
Yeah.
That's the way they are.
There is so many experiments.
We were wondering, you knew that, for example, Jagadish Chandra Bose did some experiments indicating plants having consciousness. We're wondering if some things at that time might be of some use.
So the gentleman that is Boston Institute, you can go and see.
First,
yeah, I'm going to see how the grants have been.
That's important because they're saying these animals have no soul. They're saying lower forms of life, they have no soul, so killing them is not important. But his work was important.
Yeah, it's cheating. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fine.
You
can see you also have that kidding. Actually, that is another point. But they have no soul. All the symptoms are there. How can say there's no?
Where is the difference between man's behavior and animal's behavior? So far it is, you can sex defects is concept, the center. How do you say that it is different from the truth? Why is it differentiate the animal from the man? What is the man want?
I think that scientifically, that was just Christian doctrine that made them do that. Because the scientists turned it around.
Then doctrine is an effect.
Yeah.
But symptoms are good, and symptoms are good. Primary necessity. Eating, sleeping, making the bed. There is it. Everywhere.
They may agree, but they'll say that this
very soul. As soon as there is living body, there is soul. As soon as the body is dead, there is soul. This is good. It is the Christian doctrine, not scientific. The animal has, what do we have to do is Christian.
There may be a poor understanding of the nature of the soul.
Huh?
In Christianity. And it is people.
He's not very advanced.
There's no respect for him.
Yeah.
Billy Graham said there's no soul in the dog. It is column, my answer, there's a column by Billy Graham.
That column is so... Well,
Yeah, somebody asked, say, that I love my dog, looks like, the dog comes and I call, and so behaves very nicely. So he was, this questioner was asking that the dog might have soul.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked Billy Graham, what do you think? So Billy Graham was saying that, no, dog has no soul.
There is a
you cannot support his statements.
A dogmatic, you can say it is nonsense. But philosophy and science is different.
Mm-hmm.
So if you talking and dogmatic platform, that would be right. What does it mean, right? Soul is death and soul is not death. How does it prove?
We're finding that there are some real scientific experiments like Pasteur, the one that we did in the slideshow the other night, and some of the work of Bose, that have been ignored simply or misinterpreted. Already there's been some work in this area. So we are thinking that we can point to these as examples to confirm our position.
Because there are thousands of reasons there. Commandments, he says, thou shalt not kill. So what does it mean?
Trying to talk about Jesus Christ in turn.
Oh!
That is the God.
He said there was some defect with him, so he rectified it and turned into color.
Can you
see?
Who has done this to the Papa?
Taylor.
Oh, I'm rewarded.
Wait, this is nice.
You're going to begin printing the second six chapters in 2 months.
and also a few Chinese magazines.
Thank you.